It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, we know obesity is an epidemic in the United States. New statistics have come out. Childhood obesity is another problem. But can it be prevented even before you're born? Our next guest and expert is on to talk about that, Dr. James Barrow. He's an assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology at LSU Health Shreveport. Welcome, Dr. Barrow. Thanks for being on the show. And I really wanted, you know, we don't hear, we talk about all the issues with obesity, heart disease and such, but you don't hear a lot about gestational diabetes. And isn't obesity a risk for that, too?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, and thanks for having me, by the way. Yes, ma'am. Some of the obesity
please don't call me ma'am. It makes me feel so old.
Sure.
Call me Lee. Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Yes, obesity and lifestyle are two risk factors for gestational diabetes.
So let's tell people exactly what it is. I mean, they must know it is diabetes, but it's diabetes in patients that didn't have it before they got pregnant, correct?
Or correct.
Could it be both?
It is, and it's a condition of women who have a carbohydrate intolerance during pregnancy, which sort of lends itself to that already. And we usually screen for that in about the second trimester towards the end of the third trimester. And we use a glucose tolerance test, and the first screen test is a one-hour test that you can do in the office. You don't need to be fasting, and that's called the O'Sullivan. If that is abnormal, then it goes on to a three-hour glucose tolerance test, and the patient does have to come in fasting for that. And if that comes back abnormal, then we start treatment.
Oh, okay. So there are, you know, women that are, so a pregnancy must put a risk, let's put it this way, a big stress on the body, right? Because how does it affect glucose metabolism, actually?
Pregnancy in general affects glucose metabolism by, substance made in the placenta called HPL, and that decreases insulin sensitivity in women, and pregnancy in general just increases a woman's risk for being glucose intolerant.
Do you check everybody, or is it, you know, women that you think would be predisposed, women that maybe were overweight beforehand, or?
There's two schools of thought on that. One is to screen everybody, and one is to screen only people that have risk factors for it. Most obstetricians screen everybody, and it's sort of just one of the routine prenatal tests that we get during pregnancy.
So, okay. And then the screening, are there symptoms, though? I mean, if somebody wasn't screened, is there something that might tell them other than the fact that they might be overweight, knowing that puts you at risk? Are there other symptoms? Are they like the symptoms of diabetes, excessive thirst, things like that?
Not usually. We don't usually see that. You don't see patients coming in complaining of, excessive thirst and nocturia and things like that you see with regular diabetics. It's more of a subtle presentation, usually something that we pick up on the screening.
Okay. And the thing that was so striking to me is that there has been some research now. So now this is a disease or a condition where being obese predisposes you to it, and then by having it, it then can predispose your unborn child to being obese too. How does that work?
I think some of the studies on that, there's lots of literature on that right now, and I think the jury's still kind of out on if it's a nature versus nurture thing, if it's that these children are born to people that already have this lifestyle that predisposes them to diabetes, or if there actually is a genetic component or some sort of insult in utero that makes the child more susceptible. So I think it's not clear right now, but there's definitely an association.
Yeah, I know the American Diabetic Association did talk about it. So the most important thing, I think there were some studies that looked at mothers that had diabetes during pregnancy and whether they were controlled or not, right? Because one of the other risks and complications is, you know, in utero, the babies get really big if your sugars aren't controlled, right? It's like they're eating too much sugar, too, if your blood has a lot of sugar in it, right?
Yes, ma'am. And actually, there's a correlation between maternal blood glucose levels and complications at birth, greater birth weight, neonatal hypoglycemia, fetal hyperinsulinemia, and cesarean delivery, shoulder dystocia, which is probably one of the worst outcomes. That's an obstetrical emergency where the baby's shoulder actually gets stuck in the birth canal, and that happens at a higher rate in gestational diabetes.
Because the babies are so big, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that can cause permanent damage to the fetus when you're delivering that baby because of excessive traction on that shoulder, and they can have permanent neurological damage to their to that limb.
Hmm. And this, I would imagine, too, so the sugar levels are high in women that are poorly controlled during their pregnancy, and then, of course, once the baby is born and out of the mom and, you know, not getting the mother's blood supply, then their sugar levels drop, and that's why they're at risk for having such low sugars after that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So what the most important thing then is close monitoring of women that have it. So what, when you say treatment, does that mean, you know, starting them on insulin if that you suspect it or if their tests are positive?
Usually in a gestational diabetic, what we'll do is they will go to diabetic counseling, they will go to the nutritionist, and they will get a glucose monitor, and then we'll monitor the sugars. Usually how we do it, they get a fasting in the morning, and they get postprandial 1 hour or 2 hour after each meal and record those, and they try to control it with diet at first. If control with a diet fails, then you can start an oral agent like Glyburide or Metformin. And if they're still uncontrolled in that, then we go ahead and start them on insulin.
Oh, I see. So it's pretty much. And how often do you see women that sometimes? Are they diabetic afterwards, or is it only during the pregnancy?
So women that have gestational diabetes sometimes were diabetic prior to pregnancy. A lot of women in this age group don't see the doctor yearly. They don't see primary care doctor on a regular basis, and only present during pregnancy. And so some of those, there's a subset of women that already had it.
But didn't know they had it, right? Because
correct.
They weren't taking care of themselves. Okay.
And then if you're diagnosed with gestational diabetes in pregnancy, it puts you at a risk for development of diabetes later in your life. In certain high-risk age groups like Latin American women, that risk can be extremely high.
Wow. So that's pretty interesting and fascinating, because we don't really talk about this aspect of obesity, and we know it causes regular diabetes, but diabetes in pregnancy, you're not just affecting yourself, you're affecting your unborn child. So it's very interesting. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.